Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Good morning, CSL Santa Rosa. Karen Drucker coming to you here this morning. This is my magic wand. I want you to sing with me, okay? So if anyone ever told you you couldn't sing, now you can. So here's your part. It goes like this. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. That's the whole thing right there. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. Sing it again now. You are welcome here. 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 Here's the next part. Our arms are wide open. There's room for everyone. Wherever you're going, wherever you're from, you are home. You are welcome here. 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 Whatever you've been through, you found us somehow. Wherever you are on your journey, come here, and you are welcome here. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. You are welcome. Now just imagine looking around the sanctuary right now. You are welcome. All these sweet faces you know. Welcome here. Say to them, you are welcome here. Let's say, we are welcome. We are welcome here. We are welcome. Picture people in your mind's eye. We are welcome. Now put your hands over your heart and say, I am welcome here. 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 I am welcome here.
Hello, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living virtual service. I am Edward Fulyun, the senior minister, and it is my pleasure to welcome you here today. If you're visiting with us for the first time, I invite you to go check out our website, newly designed and easy to navigate, www.cslsr.org, where you can find all sorts of information about how to connect with our community virtually, classes, meditation, spiritual support, all manner of things. Also, you can visit our Instagram page, www.instagram.com/, and then you put in our user ID, CSL Santa Rosa. And if you are an Instagram user, please follow us, and that way you can be updated with information about our center. Most recently, a wonderful, humorous video from our facility manager, Evan Dow Williamson, soliciting help from volunteers. You've got to go and check it out, but be sure to wait till the very end of the video for the funny part. As the spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, I get to make short videos with suggested content ideas for our centers and study groups worldwide. So to help us settle into this morning, I would like to play this short video for you about cosmic connections. And directly after that, we will have music and our spiritual mind treatment, which is another word for affirmative prayer. Welcome. I know that somewhere between the music and the meditation and the prayer is exactly what your heart is seeking for this particular part of your spiritual journey. Welcome. October at Centers for Spiritual Living is all about connections, how we are connected to each other, and to that divine creative field we call mind, the divine. And this second week's topic title is Inextricably Connected. Oh, I love that word, inextricably. I want to say it over and over, inextricably. Inextricably connected, it means in a way that is impossible to disentangle or separate. And I'm so darn excited by that phrase, inextricably connected, because I both love it and sometimes I just don't get it. Brené Brown explains it like this: spirituality is recognizing and celebrating that we are all inextricably connected to each other by a power greater than all of us, and that our connection to that power and to one another is grounded in love and compassion. I get that. Dr. David Suzuki, the environmentalist, describes it as a web of life that must become the foundation of the way we live. And he says that we must work from dominance to partnership, from fragmentation to connection, from insecurity to interdependence. I get that. And an elder of the Chippewa tribe, Sun Bear, said it like this: I do not think the measure of a civilization is how tall its buildings of concrete are, but rather how well its people have learned to relate to their environment and fellow humans. And the team that created this content says it like this: if we deeply experience, embody, and know our inextricable connection to the one living spirit, we then discover our inextricable connection to each other, and we can access that connection through love and compassion, to experience love and compassion is to experience connection to the divine. My blessings to you.
Chant I wrote with Gary Lynn Floyd. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, for I am with you always. Be not afraid, for I am always with you. Be not afraid, forever and always I am with you. Be not afraid. Sing that with me now. Be not afraid, for I'm with you. I'm with you always. Be not afraid, for I am always with you. Be not afraid, forever and always I am with you. Be not afraid. Sing that again. Be not afraid, for I am with you. For I am with you always. Be not afraid, for I am always with you. Be not afraid, forever and always I am with you. Be not afraid. No, it's affirm and say, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. You are with me. You are with me always. I'm not afraid. You are always with me. I'm not afraid. Forever and always, you are with me. So I'm not afraid. Sing it again. I'm not afraid. You are with me always. I'm not afraid. For you are always with me. I'm not afraid. Forever and always, you're with me. I'm not afraid. You are with me. With me, I'm not afraid. You are with me, I'm not afraid. There's
only one presence, one power, one infinite intelligence. We call this by many names. I call it the oversoul, the oversoul of me, the oversoul of you. You may call it God or the divine or the beloved. There's really no one single name. It is all of it, all that we see. For I know that I was formed and that I am animated, that this one presence is expressing itself uniquely through me and as me. And as I know this is true for me, this is true for you. You are a unique expression of this one experience, this one life expressing and knowing itself as you. And that makes us divinely held and divinely guided. Knowing this to be true, that spirit is right here, right now, and that it has brought us to this moment. What is wanting to be known? What is ours to do? Ours is to listen to this message and know that it is inspired. It's an inspired word of God. And that we can take a part in this and listen and apply it. That it will touch us each uniquely, that it will guide us and inspire us, encourage us, and that it will cause us to remember that all is well. I'm grateful to know that where we are right now is right where we're supposed to be. What a miracle that we can sit here today in the safety of our homes and listen to this message. What a blessing. So I trust that there is something for me now to know. And I wait with great anticipation. So I simply release this prayer now into that divine flow, that one intelligence that takes these words of this prayer and acts upon it, knowing that it is already known and it is already done. I simply let it be. And together we say, and so it is. Hello, I am Rodney, a licensed prayer practitioner here at the center. And today I'm going to be reading from today's affirmations. It's Beyond 2020, the Spiritual Vision Book of Affirmations. And this is what it says. I radiate appreciation and thanksgiving. Gratitude glows warmly in my being. I am attractive to all that is good and wholesome. And so it is.
If you want more love, give love. If you want more joy, give joy. If you want more peace, give peace. If you want more, give. If you want more, just give. It's what it's all about. If you want more money, what do you got to do? Give your money. If you want more time, give up your time. If you want more friends, be a friend. And if you want more, give. If you want more, give. Because when you give, you receive. It's as simple as that. There's no effort, no struggle. It's just a simple fact. If you want to see a change, be the change. If you want to have more truth, tell your truth. If you want more gratitude, give thanks. And if you want more, just give. If you want more, just give. And I hope you're writing out your checks right now to Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Add another zero to the end of that check. Or if you're tithing, just allow it to be. Because if you want more, it's all about giving. So let's support this community. Keep doing what it's doing. Here's what it comes down to. Because when you give, you receive. It's as simple as that. There's no effort, no struggle. It's just a simple fact.
Just a simple fact.
It's just a simple fact, Jack. Oh, if you want more love, got to give out
love.
If you want more joy, just give some
joy.
If you want, just give peace.
Give peace.
And if you want more, just give. If you want more, just give. If you want more, just give. Yeah, yeah. If you want more, just give. Now, here's what you're saying to me. If you want more, if you want more, you got to give now. If you want more, if you want more, yeah. If you want more, if you want more, just give. If you want more, if you want more, you got to give.
Hi, I'm Linda Han. I'm your chief operating officer. And I wanted to take a moment to thank everyone who has completed their giving intention form online during this past month. As you may know, this practice of circulation helps us greatly as we get ready to sit down and plan our budget for next year. Now, if you've been meaning to fill out the form and just haven't got around to it, that's totally okay. There's still time. You'll find it on the homepage of our website. And after you complete the information and hit submit, if you'd be kind enough to scroll to the top of the form, and underneath the beautiful image of the pink roses, you'll receive a notification on whether or not the form was completed successfully or whether there's required fields that still need to be filled out. And if you have filled it out recently, but you're not sure if it went through okay, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to check on it for you. In fact, I'm even happy to fill out the form on your behalf. And last week, We did send out our October newsletter to our community, and inside we inserted a beautiful paper giving intention form. So if you'd rather fill out the paper version, go ahead and do so, and then simply mail it back to the center. Lastly, if you've got any questions on this process, or if you have any questions on your giving for this year, please feel free to reach out to me. I, along with the rest of your staff, we're here for you. So thank you. Much gratitude and blessings to you all.
Last week, we talked about the superpower of charity, being charitable, being generous. We talked about it as a power that we didn't create, that we came with. And so in this life, we get to activate it or unblock it. And we can activate it whenever we want. And when we do activate it, it connects us with everything that is good and true and beautiful. And it's a superpower because both the giver and the receiver benefit from it. Now, this week, we're talking about another superpower. It's the mirror image of charity, of generosity and giving. We're going to be talking about the superpower called receiving. And again, it's an ability that's in us. We don't have to create it. It's there. It's natural, already there. Some of us just need to stop blocking it, to let it do what it does. You know how it is. Some of us are, it turns out, better at giving than we are at receiving. Indeed, some of us practice getting to be really good at giving in a way to hide, to mask that we are uncomfortable with receiving. Some of us can receive, but there's something off about the way we receive. It looks and feels a little bit like taking, for example. And taking is not a superpower. Receiving is. Taking is not a superpower because it's one-sided. Receiving is reciprocal and blesses the people on both sides of the activity. My grandmother, who I talk about frequently, she was a good receiver. That was one of her superpowers for sure. She was gracious. She was appreciative and kind when she was receiving. I tell this story often that if you were to give her a gift, and it was something that she didn't particularly need or something she didn't particularly like or want, you, the giver, would never be aware of that because she didn't focus on the gift, the item. No, she focused on you, the giver. That is what meant the world to her. You were the focus of her joy. And the fact that you showed your love by giving a gift, oh my goodness, she loved that. The gift to her was just a vehicle, an instrument to carry your love, no matter what form it came in, no matter that it was the wrong color or if it was late or if it was the wrong size or if it was in the form of a conversation all about yourself or about a topic that she showed or had no interest in. She had the ability to be able to see through all of that, the outer, right into the inner, to the heart of it. To her, the gift represented you and your love. So today's question is, how do we become good receivers? Or rather, how do we activate our natural ability to receive? Well, I think to answer that question, first we have to unpack a few things. We have to answer a few more questions. Here they are. What have you received from life so far? What are you receiving from life right now? What can you expect to receive from life? Now, right here, the word life is sometimes confused with the word society or people. And so the questions sound like we are asking, what have you received from society or people so far? What are you receiving from society or people right now? And what can you expect to receive from society or people? And the answer to those questions can, well, they can be depressing. At the minimum, it's really a mixed bag. It depends on what day of the week it is, and it depends who is in power at any given moment in society. It depends on, well, the outcome of elections. It depends on what ethnicity, gender, religion, culture, sexuality is dominant at any given moment. In other words, it's mixed. For some, they've received a raw deal, you know, and for others, the answers to those questions are all wrapped up in all kinds of privileges. So it stands to reason that some among us might be hesitant to trust that what they will receive from society or people will be any different from what they have received up until now. And it stands to reason that some people might be suspicious of overly positive thinkers telling them to trust and open to receive, to trust society, especially if those positive thinkers come from a privileged group. But I'm not talking about society and people when I say life. So maybe I need to ask the question differently and use a different word. Oh, it's very tricky to choose the right word here because I want to avoid using any word that takes me away from here and now. Any word that sounds like a power that gives to some and not to others. I don't want to use any word that sounds like a savior or a regional, cultural, or gender-specific deity or anything that is tied to human personality. I want to put all of that on hold for a moment. So let me use a phrase like the ground of all being. Or beingness, to make up a word, or being, or silence, or peace, or the creative field we call mind, something like that. Then I can ask, what are you receiving right now? Not from society or people, but from beingness, from the ground of all being, from the silence at the center of all that is. Or I can ask, what am I in receipt of right now? What are you in receipt of right now? Not from society or people, but from the silence at the center of all that is. And what is present and available to you all the time, to me, to all? What remains though things may come and go? Because things do come and go. Presidents may come and go. Societies may come and go. Power comes and goes. Fortunes may come and go. Even bodies may come and go. And people may come and go. And so it is. And And in all of that coming and going, what is it that remains present and available? And what is preventing me from receiving that? You know, when I ask myself that question, the answer is that sometimes I am overly focused on the changing forms of things, thinking mistakenly that my life comes from the things, that my well-being and joy comes from them. And when I do notice that I am tightly wrapped up in changing forms, or I notice that I am not getting what I think I want and must have, then my practice is, when I'm conscious enough, my practice is to pause, sometimes frequently, to stand still wherever I am, be still, sit still, and to breathe. And to breathe again. And to drop my shoulders. And to let that which lives in me see through my eyes. And hear through my ears. And feel through my senses. And know through my mind. And notice what is present and receive it. That is how we become good receivers. That is how we activate our receiving. You see, receiving is not really about getting stuff. God knows many of us have more stuff than we will ever need. Some of us even need storage units for all of the stuff that we cannot display where it is that we live. And some of us don't have the stuff that we need. And some of us recently have lost the stuff that we cherish. And the reality is that stuff comes and goes, and the question is that when stuff comes and goes, what remains present? Similarly, receiving is not really about getting my way. God knows for many of us, society has not gone our way. Some of us have tried hard, worked hard, loved hard, and not seen the results that we have yearned for. Some of us have been cheated out of wanted, desired outcomes. And when people come and go and outcomes shift and change, the question is, what remains persistently present? Maybe you can feel it like I can when I ask myself these questions. I can feel its presence. Recently, I began rewatching the Harry Potter movies from the beginning. And there is an incident in the first movie where Harry's cousin Dudley does not receive what he is expecting on his birthday. He does not receive the correct amount of birthday presents from his parents. So he throws a tantrum. He's counting the number of gifts, and he's making meaning out of the number because there is a missing present. And because there is a missing present, he misses what is present. Here's the question. When am I like Dudley throwing a tantrum, even if it's quiet, about what is missing and missing what is present. When I ask myself that question, the answer comes if I will just wait. When I don't get what I was expecting, when I want something that is not mine to want, that's when I'm being like Dudley. And he is very disrespectful, that young man. And you know, reverence and respect play an important role in being a gracious receiver. I was thinking about that. You know, just because the air is free, I want to be careful not to assume that it can survive ongoing abuse. Now, just because nature is always there, I don't want to forget that it is a living thing that benefits as much as I do from care and respect. Just because people love me, I don't want to treat them as if they're supposed to, that I'm entitled to it. I don't want to go unconscious and miss what is present. I'm remembering a topic from several years ago where we talked about the difference between receiving and taking. And listed how a taker might have these qualities. A taker might be someone who tries to get as much out of life for their own personal benefit as possible, with giving as little as possible in return. A taker might be someone who pulls and yanks and pushes and tugs to get what they want. A taker might feel entitled to have what they want to have. A taker might even use others to get what they want. The thing about taking is that it's deceptive. The taker thinks that they are getting something, but it often leaves them feeling empty, maybe even wanting more, because the focus is on the outer. And the outer is an unreliable object to focus on. It's always changing. When I notice I'm slipping into being a taker, what can I do to activate my superpower of gracious receiving instead? I can pause wherever I am. Stand still, sit still, just be still and breathe. And breathe again. And let that which lives in me watch through my eyes, hear through my ears, feel through my senses. Let me notice what is present and receive it. And let everything else come and go as it does. When I notice I'm slipping into being a taker, I can pause and I can also really think about what I think I need and must have. You know, because these days one must pay careful attention to the messages, the social messages being bombarded upon us all the time about what we must have, what we are incomplete without. Messages that warn us, hey, Edward, you will miss out if you don't have this or that. You need it right now. And you got to get it quickly before somebody else does. You got to get it now before it runs out. And if you can't pay for it, you can still have it. The emphasis seems to be on possession at all costs. And I want to pay attention to what messages I allow to land in my mind and take as normal? Is possessing more important than connecting? Is having more important than caring? Is owning more important than sharing? Am I more important than we? Now, I started talking about my grandmother and how she was a gracious receiver, being able to receive with such kindness. In almost every case except for her area of weakness. Don't we all have one? Her area of weakness was around receiving physical help. You see, she would take that to mean that she couldn't do it herself. She had this degenerative disease, which made it very difficult for her towards the end of her life to walk and stand and to do things. And she hated having to ask for or even being offered help, the thing she needed most. So we have to talk about that next week. How are you doing with asking for what you want? What goes on for you when you have to ask? Are you like my grandmother and would rather suffer through it, silently maybe even, and not ask? Or do you expect others around you to know intuitively what you need and give it to you so that you don't have to ask? Or do you put off asking until the need is so urgent that it bursts out of you with an energy that is, well, counterproductive? Or is your asking more like a demand? Or do you have a sweet, uncomplicated relationship with asking? We'll talk more about it next week and discover that there is a superpower called gracious asking too, that blesses both the one asking and the one being asked. My grandmother was my superhero. And even though she could give and receive beautifully, it didn't mean that things always worked out for her just the way she wanted. She had that debilitating disease I mentioned, and she also had an abusive, alcoholic, lying, cheating husband. She wasn't in denial about any of it. Instead, she knew something that superheroes often know. And it's this: that simultaneously, in the presence of disappointment and strife and conflict, something remains present. The silence at the center of all being, the peace that passes understanding, the creative field that we call mind. She knew that. And because she knew that, it radiated from her and lifted people up who came into her atmosphere. It was a marvelous lesson for me, and I thank her for it. I invite you now to join me in a moment of prayer by breathing in and exhaling, letting your eyes close. There is one power in and through all creation, the eternal, immortal, everywhere present, ground of all being, the heart of creation. Being everywhere, I identify myself as being within it, and all who hear these words, part of it. Being all-powerful, I identify my life as being part of its powerful creative expression and all people who hear these words. The sense of unity allows me to realize with confidence that I am at the center of this creative power. Even these words of spiritual mind treatment are founded in this power, rooted in it, and are consciously aligning me with that which is perfect and whole and complete. Through this prayer, the words of our founder resonate in me. There is only one life. That life is God. That life is perfect. And that life is my life right now. These words resonate in me, and I know their meaning depends on no outer condition, no choice action of words of other people, but on the knowing that where I am, the all that is exists. I celebrate this, and I release this word into that creative field we call mind by saying, and so it is. I invite you to let the next breath you take be deeper than the one before. And as you exhale, let us use the movement of breath to make a transition to that part of our service together that is the part where we practice the law of circulation. The law of circulation is a set of spiritual practices such as receiving, giving, forgiving, asking, sharing, gratitude practices. And so we've been focusing on that this month and will continue to do so. I want to thank everyone who has participated in our giving intention program so far. And as you heard from our COO earlier, there is still time to participate. The Giving Intention team is a team of people who get together, and part of their duty is to thank those people who financially support the center. And this year, they have put together a beautiful booklet to send to everyone who has contributed to the center this year as a way of enrolling you in next year's program and theme. The theme for next year that is given to us by our home office, Centers for Spiritual Living, is Timeless Wisdom and Evolutionary Vision. And so the team has put together a book called Prayers of Wisdom and Vision. And so you have, for every week of the year, a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer with an affirmation for every month. And this will be mailed out to every single person who has contributed to the center this year. And by way of introducing you to the theme, when you get it, page through it, and you'll see at the beginning of every month, there is an explanation of the focus for that month. So I hope you enjoy your gift. And now please take this moment to think about the place of value that the Center for Spiritual Living has in your life. And please visit our homepage to make your donation there. Or you can also do so on Facebook, or you may send it in to our physical address, 2075 Occidental Road, Santa Rosa, California, 95401. Thank you for your support.
So here's a little song I wrote about all of the times that we're going through right now. Let it be whatever it is. Let me cry if tears gotta fall. Let me stop if I need to rest. Let it be whatever it is. Sing that with me now. Let it be whatever it is. Let me cry if tears gotta fall. Let me stop if I need to rest. Let it be whatever it is. I keep thinking every day that I need to do more. Write that novel, clear the clutter, mop and wax all the floors. Can I set aside all my shoulds, coulds, and woulds? Can I be okay when it's not all good? So just let it be whatever it is. Let me cry if tears gotta fall. let me stop. If I need to rest, let it be whatever it is. Holding on to what was with all my might. Honey, it's over, it's done, it's out of sight. All the struggle, the pain, gotta let it all go. 'Cause when I trust my heart, then I know I've gotta let it be whatever it is. Let me cry if tears gotta fall. Let me stop if I need to rest. Let it be whatever it is. It's time to blow. And it even matches my outfit. Do you notice? Whatever it is, the good and the bad, whatever it is, the happy, the sad, whatever it is, let it all be okay. Whatever it is, it just is. So let it be whatever it is. Let me cry if my tears have got to fall. Let me stop if I need to rest. I'm gonna let it be whatever it is now. Let it be whatever it is. Let me cry if tears got to fall. Let me stop if I need to rest. I'm gonna let it just be whatever it is now. Let it be whatever it is. No, 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 let it be. 'Cause Mother Mary comes to me and she says, honey girl, child, just surrender. Oh, let it be. Just relax. Let it be. Oh, let it be.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Mann, prayer practitioner and board member emeritus here at the center. I put on some of my best earrings and my pajama bottoms and bare feet to bring you some announcements from my home to yours today. Do you know my very first volunteer job at the center was ushering? I would hand printed bulletins out and greet people. I loved that job. So you know what I've done? I went to our very user-friendly website, which is www.csslsr.org, and I went up under services and dropped down to Sunday bulletins, and I printed last week's out because it's the big one, and I have in color all these pages to hold in my hand and refer to for lots of very good information. You can do the same thing. So I'm going to highlight some of the upcoming events right now for you. First of all, Food for Thought is one of our 2021 nonprofit partners. They are holding a drive-through food drive tomorrow, Monday, October 12th, from 10 to 4, right in the parking lot of our center. Wonderful thing. They are collecting non-perishable foods, and they especially requested peanut butter, canned tuna, and olive oil, among other non-perishable foods. I would like to share with you what Reverend Joyce Dufala is up to. She is offering a lovely weekday meditation practice called Generating Love. It's at 10 o'clock, 5 days a week, for 20 minutes. The purpose is to sit together in stillness to expand our ability to be aware and amplify the presence of love as ourselves in our world for the benefit of all. It's wonderful. I've been going. you know, our weekly and monthly small groups are ongoing online, and you can find out about lots of different ones on the website or on that bulletin when you look it up. There are two that are meeting today. This afternoon, our monthly group, which is Being and Belonging, explores how to stay centered in our values amidst all that's going on in the world. They meet today from 1:30 to 3, and you are invited. All are welcome. At tonight's Sunday evening conversation, practitioner Peggy Weber has this topic. Receiving means noticing and acknowledging gratitude. Please join the conversation at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. Did you know that there's free confidential prayer just for you right after the service here online? Well, now you do. To receive a prayer, it's pretty easy. You just leave this meeting and then you click on the link that takes you to the practitioner prayer. They arrive, they're there waiting for you just a little bit before the service ends so that they can support you in knowing your highest and greatest good. I hope you take advantage of it. Well, that's all for now. Bye-bye.
Please say these words with me. If they are not yet familiar to you, they will be if you stick around with us long enough. Something wonderful is happening through me right now. It is this thing called life. Life is in my mind, life is in my body, and life is in my affairs. I think it, I feel it, and I accept it, just the way that it is, and just the way that it is not. Thank you, life. Know with me that you are never alone, that spirit is right where you are, that you have only to look within at any moment to know that you are guided, sustained, and empowered by a presence that expresses itself in this world through your love. In deepest gratitude, let us live our lives accordingly so that in everything we do and say and think, we honor this presence within. And so it is. See you next week.
CSL Santa Rosa. I was thinking of what song to close with, but you know, I think this is the perfect one for today. Sing with me if you know it. In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am. Letting fear and worry just fall away from me. Open my heart and I see there is only love. That's what we have to remember every day. There is only love, sweet love. It's a love that heals, love that sets us free. There is only love. And when I lose myself in those times when it feels like I have lost my way, I go inside and quiet this chattering mind, and that's when I hear spirit sweetly say, sing with me now, there is only love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. Imagine holding hands with people in this sanctuary.
There is only love, only love. There is only love.
Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love that heals and will set us all free. There is only love. There is only love. Just love for each other. Love for yourself. Love for our community. Just love. That's how we're going to make it through this. Love. Just love.